Welcome to another episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Diego Luis Erazo. I'm a technical evangelist, and I'm located right now in Atlanta. So today we're going to try to show you a little bit of the Univision starter kit for the APA Mesh, and we're going to tell you a little bit about the details on how to get this starter kit running and to make it your own and try to get in new apps into our store. So like I was saying before, we're going to check some of the details of the Univision API starter kit. Here is also my information in case that you have questions after the presentation. And let's get it started. So Univision, as you may know, is a big chain of Spanish-speaking network. So you can get a lot of information from them. And this starter kit, basically the goal is to try to get information from them and display it in a nice way. And also to try to give you a starting point on how to create your own apps to connect with public APIs. So this starter kit, it was made with XAML and C# for Windows 8, and it's going to demonstrate how to call a web service that is returning a simple XML payload. And some of the features, like I said, would be to call the Univision API, also how to add XML feeds to C# to an application made in C#, and also, well, to give you a baseline for your Windows 8 applications. So the requirements that you have are quite simple. So you need to have Windows 8, and you need to have Visual Studio, at least Visual Studio Express. If you have another version like Ultimate, that would be perfect, but just with the Express version would be more than enough. How to set it up? Basically, you can download all the starter kits that we're having for the APA Mesh from our GitHub page. So apamesh.github.io at the starter kits. And after that, you can unzip this file, and you're going to have all the starter kits. Right there, you're going to find one folder that there is for Univision, and you can just open that one and open that solution, and you can compile and run right away. As you may see, after you run that, you may get like an empty canvas, and we're going to see why. It's because we are going to be missing the developer key. And I'm going to show you really quickly how to get your own developer key and how to make changes in our solution to get your own application. So I'm going to change for a second here to my Visual Studio. And what you're going to see, something like this, in the file global.cs, you're going to see that at some point there's your dev key here. At line 20, you have to replace with your key. That should be something like this that I have commented right now. So where do you get your API? You have to go to mashery.com. They do manage lots of the APIs, public APIs that we have used for API Mesh. And then you can subscribe yourself. If you already have an account, that would be perfect. So you go here to developers, start building, and you sign up or register. And then you can create your entire account. So right now, because I already have one, I'm going to log in and show you really quick what you have to do after you sign up. If you already have keys for different APIs, you can see already a list of these keys, like the one here that I'm looking for, Univision. It's this one here. And if you don't have a key, then you just have to go here to Home, your Explorer, and after that, look for all the APIs that you have. In this particular case, we're going to be using the one for Univision. So in this case, I do already have one. So I just have to use that one, and I can do some testing directly here in the Mashery web page. But if you don't have it, then you're going to receive a link here to Univision. So that's going to be developer.univision.com. And at the very end, well, you can have to register or use your Mashery credentials, and then you can ask for your own sign in. Okay, I'm here, and then you can just say that I want to register for an API key, so I can get another key. I already have one, like you said, and I can already get some more here. So at the end of this process, you're going to have a key like this one. You have to copy paste it and put it on your solution, Visual Studio. So, well, I already have one here. I just can copy it and replace. You already have this, you can build your project and run it. So this one is succeeded, and we're going to see the result. So you can see this test of Univision. And at first you're going to see like a quite simple page. I already created a default call that is always to get the news from Univision, so that's what is going to be displayed here. But from that point on, you can get any search of any article that you may be interested. So for example, if you are interested in Mexico, you can type Mexico and you are going to get two results. Why two results? Because I'm trying to get information from two different channels in Univision. One is entertainment and the other one is news, and you get different articles from each one of their channels. So let's check entertainment. These are the results in this simple version. You are just going to see the text that a campaign like brings with each one of these XML payloads. So, and you can go back here and go and check the news, that obviously you have more results, and that's it. So as you can see, it's quite simple application. The only thing that it is doing is to get the information that you are getting here in the search box, and then to display two different results. And then I'm going to show you exactly what you do, how you do this. So I'm going to stop here the application. So to get your application started, the only thing that you have to do is to get your own key and replace it in line 20 in this file, global.cs. After that, if you want to modify it, if you want to make this application your own, there are two specific places that you can go. One is to this one, that itemspage.xaml.cs and feeddata.cs. There are more things here, like you can see on the left side of my project, but these two let you to customize and to make this application your own. So I'm going to explain really quick what you have here. In items page, what you have, let me see. In items page, the XAML, what we are displaying here, is the original, the main page that we are going to have the results. And in the .cs, we have two methods that take care of that. The first one, React, is called when you click the button in your search button here. It's calling this method, the button click. And this one is the one that creates the original information for the two queries that we're going to be making against the Univision API. So one of the things that you may have here in the globals is that you have several constants, well, several strings that you can modify, and basically they are used to create an URL that is the one used to connect to the Univision API. So the first thing that you can do is to tinker a little bit with this, and instead of just calling the news and entertainment channels, you can call any other channel that you want. So how many channels do you have? You can check here in mashery.com, in one of the examples that they have for Univision, and you can see that they are displaying all the channels that Univision has. So if you're interested in some of their radio stations, you can get information from them. You can get something from home, kitchen, shopping, so, well, for example, sports. And in this case, we're getting an XML payload. So this is something that you can try and tinker with that. So one of the cool things is that when you use Mashery, you can get your URL here that is the same one that I'm trying to recreate in the globals on my project. And it's telling you the response, the payload that we receive back from Univision. So this is the kind of response that we get. In this particular case, I try to look for Shakira in sports. I don't get much results there. But if I change, for example, for Shakira in, I don't know, music, that's something that would be, hopefully, giving me some sort of response. And here we see that we have several articles, the XML, that is giving me the information of several articles. And you can use all this. So, for example, if we copy one of this and check it on our browser, we're going to be able to see the articles that you're going to receive on your application. So, here, so first, again, you change the key. Then you go to the items page. Here there are two lines that are to be calling the entertainment channel first and then the news channels. That's why I was having two results. If we want more, the only thing that we have to do is to add another one and to call one different channel. So instead of the news one, we can call the music or any other channel that you want. And this method is going to be calling this other method, that is to add a feed to our application. And in this method, it's constructing the URL first. First is obtaining the search word that you typed in your search box, the one that the user is going to include here. It's going to obtain this. And then it's going to create the URL that we're going to be using against the Univision API. And after that, it's just going to call this method here, that is to get one feed async. So that method is included here in the feed data. And it's this one. Well, that one, not actually the one, would be the other one. One get one feed. Well, it's easier if I just go for the definition. So this one here receives the information from the items page, and this one is calling this other method that is the one making all the hard work. This one here first creates the URI with what we send, and also receives the title of the feed to be able to distinguish the different results in when we have several results of the different searches. And then all the work is done here. In this case, I wanted to do something really simple. Instead of dealing with a JSON like some of the other starter kits, I took into account that this could be basically work as if this was an RSS feed, and I'm getting all the information like that. So after we call the API, this instruction, we're kind of processing the information that we're receiving. So we're going to receive an entire feed. We get the title. We get the different, well, the subtitle too. And then every one of these feeds could or could not have any items in them. That those are the different articles. Right now we have here, when we are creating the URI, we are specifying that the number of articles, it's 5, if I'm not mistaken. Count, well, in this case we're saying 10 articles every time. That way you can change that and you can tinker with that. And then we are basically going through each one of these articles and binding that information to be able to display them in the detail, well, in the main page that is going to display that. So, what kind of things can you do with this project? The first one, obviously, is to understand how you can make calls to different APIs and how to process XML responses. One of the big customization that you can create is to start changing the results, how they are displayed. Right now, the only thing that we are showing is the text that comes to it. But if we go back to Mastery, we can see that these articles have lots of other information. So you have, well, the title, the description, and a link. So this one in particular should be a web page that we can display. So one of your first customizations could be, instead of showing text that is a little plain, could be to show this web page. The only problem that I may notice is that you will have to do a little bit of error handling in case that one of these have like heavily JavaScript or videos, so maybe you don't want to display that on your page, on your application. But in any case, you do have a lot of information here that right now I'm not displaying and you can use. So you can use the thumbnail, for example, instead of displaying the name of the article of the result. You can also display something like this. Like, well, and different sizes, so a large image for that one, it's here. And the only thing that you will have to do is to change in the feed data .cs how each one of these articles is being processed. After that, you will have to change the main page XAML to bind that information, to that bind that data, to how it's being displayed, and maybe depending on your on what you want to do, you also can change your items page. So instead of just displaying news, you can be displaying also some sort of images or videos. Apart from that, you can check the other examples that you are going to find in the API mesh and try to create a real mashup. So for example, this one with earthquakes, that one is leveraging on Bing Maps and it's displaying information on a map. So maybe you can do something like displaying the locations where all these articles that you're getting from Univision, where they are located, or just not consult Univision. You can see here in Mashery that you have other examples like cloud to get more information from social networks. I'm working right now with another one with a peer index that gets you information with Twitter, and in some other examples you can get information from Tumblr, TomTom, Rotten Tomatoes. So you can create or merge this information with other things. You have one here that gets geoname information from Wikipedia, and those articles are also displayed there. So there's a lot of possibilities that you can explore, and you can try to create your own application. After that, if you still have any other questions, you can check the tutorials on my blog, or you can contact me for any suggestions, questions, or comments to my email. I hope that you enjoyed this example, and like I said, there are many other examples that we are creating with the entire Evangelist team that may be more useful to you or more to your liking. So just explore them, make questions. We would be really excited to see how you are using our examples to create something new. So I hope that we can see something new from you in the store soon, and well, have a nice day.